recording.
We start. Restart. Restart. Hallelujah. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you for your love and compassion toward us. Thank you for your blessings and helps you have released into our lives. Thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you, Lord, for your power that is fighting our battles to conquer them all. Thank you, Lord. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for making impossible things possible in our lives. Thank you for exalting your name in our lives above every other names. Thank you, Lord, for your mighty hand bringing restoration into our lives, causing restoration to happen in our lives. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your perfect peace that we enjoy all the time. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your divine protection and preservation. Is upon us. Thank you for strength you have given to us to become successful and prosperous in everything we do. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for answering our prayers every time we pray. Thank you for supporting us when all our hopes wasn't yielding results. Thank you, Father. We are here this evening to seek your face. We are here this midnight to pray. Oh Lord, hear us from your throne and grant our request. We pray here tonight. Let your will prevail in our lives and situations. Let your glory fall. Let your name be highly glorified and exalted in our lives. In the name of Jesus. I ask, O Lord, that you lead us by your Holy Spirit to pray those prayers you want us to pray. I ask also that you empower everyone here with your fire to pray and see great victories happen in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for we know you have answered. Thank you, Jesus, for we know you're going to do beyond our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. We're going to take some worship songs before we start praying with prayer points. Father, our Father, who art in heaven, amen. Hallowed be thy name. Our Father, our Father, who art in heaven. Amen. Hallowed be thy name. Oh, our Father, our Father, who art in heaven. Amen. Hallowed be thy name. Our Father, our Father, who art in heaven. Amen. Hallowed be thy name. We give him all the glory. We give him honor. We give him all the glory. We give him honor. We give him all the glory. We give him honor. We give him all the glory. We give him honor. Praise God, hallelujah. Praise God, amen. Praise God, hallelujah. Praise God, amen. Oh, Hosanna. In the harvest, let us believe that I hold the singles on the We are here, Holy Spirit. We are here, we are here for you. There is power mighty in the blood. There is power mighty in the blood. In the blood of Jesus. There is power mighty in the blood of Jesus Christ. There is power mighty in the blood. Everlasting power. There is power mighty in the blood. Healing power. There is power mighty in the blood. Deliverance power. There is power mighty in the blood of Jesus Christ. There is power mighty in the blood. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. All the glory must be to the Lord. To the Lord. For He worthy of our praise, worthy of our praise. No man on earth should give glory to himself, for the glory must be to the Lord. All the glory must be to the Lord. All the glory must be to the Lord, to Jesus. For He is worthy of our praise, worthy of our praises. No man on earth should give glory to himself. All the glory must be to the Lord. You are the mighty man in battle. Hell shall die. You are the mighty man in battle, Jehovah Nissi. You are the mighty man in battle, El Shaddai. You are the mighty man in battle. Glory to your name. You are the mighty man. You are the mighty man in battle. El Shaddai. You are the mighty man in battle. Jehovah Nissi. You are the mighty man in battle. Oh Lord, El Shaddai. You are the mighty man in battle. Glory to your name. Your name is higher than every other name. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher than every other name. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. He touched my life with his hands. My life changed. He touched my life with his hands. I am no more the same. Jehovah touched my life with his hands. My life changed. He touched my life. He touched my life with his hands. My life changed. He touched my life. He touched my life with his hands. I am no more the same. Jehovah touched my life with his hands. My life changed. Unchangeable God. Unchangeable God. Unchangeable God. Unchangeable God. Unchangeable God. Unchangeable God, unchangeable God, Jesus, you are unchangeable God, unchangeable God, reliable God. Reliable God, 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 reliable God. Reliable God, reliable God, reliable God. We have a Father, Almighty Father, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We have a Father, we have a Father, we have a Father, Almighty Father, Almighty Father, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We have a Father. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the high. highest. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. God will lift up your name. God will lift up your name. We lift up your name with a heart full of praise. With a heart full of praise, be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. God will lift up your name. God, we lift up your name. We lift up your name. We need a heart full of praise. We need a heart full of praise. Be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. We give you glory, Lord, as we worship you. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. You are wonderful. You are holy, oh Lord. You are wonderful. You are holy, oh Lord. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God, is a miracle worker. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. You are glorious, so glorious in your ways. Elohim, you are glorious. You are glorious, so glorious in your ways. El Shaddai, you are glorious. You are glorious, so glorious in your ways. Yahweh, 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 you are glorious. So glorious in your ways. You are Alpha. El Omega, we worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. You are Alpha and Omega. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. We worship you. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Begin to worship him. Praise him. Adore him. Magnify him. Glorify him. Worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Worship Ancient of Days, the Rock of Israel, the Rock of Ages, the Lord of hosts, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battles, the one who was and is to come, the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the ending. Worship him. Praise him. Adore him. He is greater than all, mightier than all, higher than all, wiser than all, stronger than all. He is richer than all. Glorify him. He rules over the universe. He controls the heavens and the earth. He controls the government of nations. He makes impossible things possible. Praise him. He gives strength to the weak, power to the powerless. Glorify him. He is highly exalted, far above kingdoms, far above thrones, all kingdoms, all thrones. He is highly exalted, far above the heavens and the earth, far above principalities and powers, is highly exalted, far above all darkness, far above all witchcraft, far above all sicknesses and diseases. He is the Most High God. Praise Him. He is the Most High God. He is the Most High God. Praise Him. We worship You, Father. We bless Your name, Lord. You are more than enough in our lives. More than enough for us. We worship You, Lord. More than enough to us. For everything we need is inside of You. Blessed be Your holy name. In You lies the fullness of grace. In You lies the fullness of mercy, fullness of love, fullness of power, fullness of glory, fullness of victory. We worship You, Father. Be praised forever. Be magnified forever. In Jesus' name, we have given Him worship and praises. Amen. Amen. You're going to thank the Lord with this prayer. You're going to say, thank You, Lord. For Your presence in my life. That guarantees my victories. But thank You, Jesus, for Your presence in my life that enforces victories, that guarantees victories. Begin to pray that. Say, thank You, Lord, for Your presence in my life that commands victories, that enforces victories, that ensures victories. Thank You, Lord, for Your presence in my life that produces victories. Thank You, Lord, for Your presence in my life that makes victories happen all the time. Thank You, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given Him thanks. Amen. Begin to thank the Lord. We say, thank the Lord, for You have not allowed the evil intentions of my enemies to happen to me. Say, thank You, Lord, for not allowing the evil intentions of my enemies to happen to me. Open your mouth and begin to thank Him. Thank You, Father. For not allowing the evil agendas of my enemies to happen in my life. Thank you for not allowing the evil works, the evil operations of my enemies to succeed in my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for not allowing the weapons of my enemies to work on me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. We are still going to thank him. It's the Father, thank you for solving difficult problems in my life. Problems that others could not solve. Problems that the wisdom of men couldn't solve. Thank you for solving those problems in my life. Begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for solving problems that I could not solve. For solving problems my wisdom, my intelligence couldn't solve. Thank you for solving problems the wisest of men couldn't solve. Thank you for solving those problems in my life. Difficult problems you have solved in my life. Thank you, Father. Lord, in Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, on Wednesday midnight, we started to pray concerning testing the power of God's presence. Testing the power of God's presence, connecting with the power that is in God's presence. And so we are still going to continue on that point. And we're going to be praying more prayers concerning that. You're going to pray. You need to know that sin is the enemy of God's presence. Yeah, sin is a poison to God's glory, to God's presence. Yeah, so when there is presence of sin, the presence of the Lord would draw back. Because the Lord cannot tolerate sin. He cannot tolerate sin. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, from my heart. door of sin from my life so that I can be pleasing in the sight of God, so that I can be pleasing in the sight of God. Open your mouth and pray like that. So Holy Spirit, uproot the sinful nature from within me. Uproot sin from my life, so that I can be pleasing in the sight of God, so that God can be pleased with my life, so that God can draw closer to me. Holy Spirit, uproot sin from my life completely right now in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, uproot sin from my life completely. Uproot sin from my body. Uproot sin from my soul. Uproot sin from my spirit. Make me pure and holy. Holy Spirit, make me pure and acceptable in the sight of God. In the name of Jesus, make me a Christian that God wants to be close to. Make me a Christian that God takes delight in. Make me a Christian that attracts God's heart. Make me a Christian that attracts God's presence. Make me a pure and holy believer. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. A pastor once said, I had him say, a thief is not a thief because he stole. In one of his teachings, he said, a thief is not a thief because he stole. He said, a thief is a thief before he stole. Yeah, or a thief steals because he's a thief. Yeah, so he's trying to say that before the thief made attempt to steal, he was already a thief. Yeah, so he's trying that pastor was trying to expose the fact that the real problem of human beings is the nature of sin that is in them. Yeah. The nature of sin, the Adamic nature that is in us. That is why we sin. Yeah. So before a thief steals, he is already a thief. So stealing does not make him a thief. He is already a thief because the nature of stealing is inside of him or her. So he just manifests that nature. And then everyone says he has stolen some money. Yeah, the nature of stealing was already inside of him. So he's a thief even before he steals. So the same thing applies to a liar. A liar is not a liar because he lies, he tells lies. A liar is a liar before it tells the lies. Yeah. So the nature of sin is what makes us sin. And in fact, that is the real sin. Yeah, the manifestation is just the when a man commits sin, it's just a manifestation of the sin that is inside of him, of the nature of sin that is inside of him. Yeah, that is why some people they will say, I can never commit adultery. I can never cheat on my spouse. Yeah, and then they keep saying that for 20 years they never cheated on their spouse. But the nature of adultery is still in them. They did not pray that God destroy that nature. Then all of a sudden they just cheated. They just committed adultery. And then everyone begin to ask, well, what went wrong? This person have been faithful to his or her spouse. How come she just committed adultery all of a sudden? The truth is that adultery have been inside of him or her for in those 20 years. The nature of adultery has been inside that person for those years. So it is not the day he committed the adultery that he becomes an adulterer. He has been an adulterer through those years. So what makes us sin is the sin nature, the sinful nature that is in us. And except God destroy that nature, you cannot please God. Except that nature is destroyed, there's no way you can please God. It's impossible. And I'm telling you this, you cannot hide that nature for long. Whether you like it or not, a day will come, that sinful nature will disgrace you and expose you. It's not something you can hide. Yeah. So the Bible says, he that covereth his sins shall not prosper. But he that confesseth it and forsake it shall find mercy. Yeah, so it's not something you can cover and hide. If you do that, it won't take a long time before it will disgrace you. It won't take a long time before you will manifest it. So you're going to pray. You're going to pray that prayer again. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, with your power of resurrection, destroy the Adamic nature, the sinful nature that is in me, the sinful nature that I was born with into this world. Lord Jesus, with your power of resurrection, destroy the nature now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Destroy the nature now. In the name of Jesus, with your resurrection power, oh Lord, destroy the sinful nature that is in me. The Adamic nature that is in me, the nature of sin that is in me, Lord Jesus, destroy that nature with your power, with your resurrection power. By your resurrection power, destroy the nature of sin. Destroy the nature of sin that is in my body. Destroy the nature of sin that is in my soul. Destroy the nature of sin that is in my spirit. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are going to pray. You cannot take the power of God's presence with a proud heart. You must be humble to connect with God, to connect with God's power. The Bible says that God resists the proud and He gives grace to the humble. You are going to place your right hand on your head. You are going to say, Holy Spirit, uproot the spirit of pride from my life. Destroy the nature of pride in my life so that I can attract God's presence. Destroy the nature of pride in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Destroy the nature of pride in me so that I can attract God's presence. Holy Spirit, destroy the nature of pride in me. Fill me with the spirit of humility. Say, Holy Spirit, fill me with the spirit of humility so that my life can attract God's presence. So that my life can attract the power of God's presence. So that my life can attract God's glory. Holy Spirit, destroy the nature of pride in me. Destroy the nature of pride. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. During the last prayer session, I talked on materialism. Yeah. So now I'm going to connect materialism with pride. Yeah. One of the things that gives people pride is the material things they have. The material things they have. Maybe material riches. Material wealth. Yeah. That's one of the things that gives people pride. Of course, there are many other things that gives pride. Yeah. Many other things. Yeah. You're going to pray. A Christian is someone who have material things and yet is humble. A Christian is someone who gets more humble as God gives him or her more material riches and wealth. That is the characteristics of a true Christian. Is someone that gets more humble, more meek, as God gives him or her more material riches and wealth. So if you are getting more proud because God allow you to have more, to have money, to have material things, then you're going to be creating a lot of problems between you and God. And in fact, you're going to start creating legal grounds for Satan to attack those material things that God has given to you. So you're going to pray. You need to say, Father, deliver my soul from every pride coming from the material things I have. I mean to say, deliver my soul from every pride coming through the material things that I possess. Say, Father, deliver my soul right now. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Deliver my soul. Deliver my soul from every pride coming through the material things I possess. Through the material things I have. Father, deliver my soul from those pride, from such pride, right now in the name of Jesus. Pray this prayer seriously. As you get delivered, then you give God more reasons to bless you. You're giving more reasons to bless you with more material riches. Say, Father, deliver my soul from every pride coming through the material things that I have. The material things that you give me, that you have given me. Deliver my soul from the pride coming from those things right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I mean, we are still praying. You sense the power in God's presence. You must have living faith. Living faith. What is a living faith? A living faith is a faith that takes action. Is a faith that has works. A faith that takes actions. So, and those are the works of faith. So faith is alive when it takes actions. When it has works. So what are those works? An example is that you believe God or you are believing God for something, then start acting as though you already have that thing. Those are the works of faith. You demonstrate your faith. That is how it becomes a living faith. You demonstrate it. You manifest it. Let it show in your word. Let faith show in your word, in your actions. That is when faith is alive in you, when it is being expressed in your actions. Yeah, so if you believe that God is able to do it, then show God actions that prove that you believe. Show God and His angels actions that prove that you really believe God. Yeah, so those are the works of faith. For instance, if you believe that God will speak through your mouth, then open your mouth and let God speak. Yeah, so those are the actions of faith. You do things that prove to God that you believe. You take actions that prove to God that you trust Him. Those are the works of faith. And that is what makes your faith alive and powerful. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to add actions to my faith. Help me to add works to my faith. In the name of Jesus, so that my faith can produce results, so that my faith can be alive. Open your mouth and pray like that. Holy Spirit, help me to add works to my faith. Help me to add actions to my faith. Help me to take steps that proves that I trust God. Help me to make moves that proves that I believe in God. Holy Spirit, help me to manifest actions of faith. Help me to manifest works of faith. In the name of Jesus, help me to take actions that shows that I believe God. Help me to take actions that shows that I trust God. Holy Spirit, help me to take actions that shows that I depend on God and not on man. Some people, they want God to provide for them, and then the next thing that comes to their mind is one person that has money somewhere that can help them. One person that has money somewhere that can support them. That is not faith. That is not faith. That is a dead faith. You are praying for God's blessings and then you are looking up to man to help you. That is a dead faith. That is not a living faith. Say, Father, help me to take actions, to do things that proves that I trust you, that proves I believe in you. Help me to give myself principles, personal principles that proves that I trust in you. Help me, Father, to manifest living faith, to demonstrate living faith so that I can witness the manifestation of your power. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. testing. Testing the power in God's presence requires that you are such a Christian that don't give up. Requires that you are such a Christian that don't lose courage, that don't get easily discouraged. In fact, I should say that don't get discouraged at all. There are some Christians, after they have tried some things and it didn't work out as they want, they start getting discouraged. Yeah, in the book of Joshua, yeah, from Joshua chapter 1, and then if you read chapter 2, chapter 3, you'll see God keep on telling Joshua to be strong and courageous, to be strong and courageous, to be strong and courageous. Why? Because all that Joshua needs to succeed in his calling have already been provided. The power that he needs, the presence of God that he needs, everything have already been provided. But everything have already been provided, but God was looking at his mind, and God sees that there are still fears. Some fears in his mind. So God was telling him, be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. So if you are going to witness the manifestation of God's power in your life, you must be a Christian that don't get discouraged. You must be strong. Riches. You must be a Christian that don't give up. Even after many failures, you still refuse to give up. It's how you will see God's glory and power. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, transform me into a Christian that don't get discouraged. Transform me into a Christian that can't be discouraged. Transform me into a Christian that don't give up. Transform me into a Christian that don't lose hope. Open your mouth and pray like that. Holy Spirit, change me to a believer that can't be discouraged. Transform me into a Christian that can't be discouraged. Transform me into a Christian that don't give up. The Bible says, if you faint in the days of adversity, your strength is small. If you are losing courage at this time, it disqualifies you as a soldier of the Lord. It disqualifies you as a warrior in God's kingdom. This is not a time to lose courage. This is not a time to give up. It is not a time to lose hope. So Holy Spirit, change me into a Christian that can never be discouraged. transformed me into a Christian that had never given. Transform me into such a believer. Transform me into such a Christian that can never lose hope, that can never give up. Even if I fail 100 times, transform me into a Christian that can never give up, that can never lose hope, that can never be discouraged. Transform me into such a believer. Right now, in the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, transform me into such a believer. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. If you're going to access the power of God's presence, you must be a Christian that is led, that is always being led by the Holy Ghost. You must be a Christian that is always led by the Holy Spirit. Yeah. There are so many successes in my whole life that wouldn't have come if I did not follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. I mean, I have experienced a lot of successes. The whole came because I followed the leading of the Holy Spirit. And in fact, I have experienced a lot of victories and a lot of miracles just because I followed the leading of the Spirit. So if you are a Christian and you think you are the one in charge of your life, you think you can always lead yourself, then you will hardly experience God's power. You must surrender the lordship, you must surrender the control of your life to the Holy Spirit. You must surrender to the lordship of Jesus, the lordship of the Holy Spirit. To experience God's power. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to live a life that is controlled and led by your Holy Spirit. The Father, help me to live a life that is fully controlled and led by your Holy Spirit and not by my wisdom and senses. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, help me to live such a life. Help me to live Holy Spirit-controlled life. Holy Spirit-directed life. Holy Spirit-led life. Help me to live such a life in all the days of my life. I wish you will pray this prayer seriously. Father, help me to live a life that is fully controlled by your Holy Spirit. Help me to live every day of my life under the control of your Holy Spirit, under the Lordship of your Holy Spirit. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. There is no way you will be correctly led by the Holy Spirit when you have idols in your heart. What are idols in the heart? Idols in the heart are those things that you want. Yeah, those things that you want God to do for you, and you are not willing to hear no from God concerning those things. You just seriously want God to do them, and you don't care whether that is what God wants or not. So you just want God to do that, or you just want to have that, and you don't care whether God wants that for you or not, or you don't care whether it agrees with God's will for you or not. Those are idols. Yeah, those are idols. The cravings in your flesh that contradict, or that is contrary to the will of God for you. So you're going to pray. Except you get rid of those idols. Whenever you ask the Holy Spirit to lead you, it is those idols that will be speaking to you. It is not the Holy Ghost that will speak. Yeah. So until those idols are uprooted from your heart, from your mind, you cannot be correctly led by the Holy Spirit. Yeah, it is those idols that will keep speaking. In fact, they will even appear to you in your dreams, and you will think, this is the voice of God. This is God telling me to do this. Whereas it is the idols in your heart that are telling you to do those things. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, uproot every idol in my heart. Is affecting my spiritual life, affecting my spiritual growth. Every idol in my heart that is not allowing the Holy Spirit to have His way in me. Holy Spirit, remove them now. Begin to pray like that. Every idol in my heart that is not allowing God have His way in my life. Every idol in my heart that is not allowing me to hear God's voice. That is not allowing me to be correctly led by the Lord. Holy Spirit, remove those idols right now. In the name of Jesus, every idol in my heart that is stopping me from being led by the Spirit of God, oh Lord, remove them now. Oh Lord, remove them now. In the name of Jesus, every idol in my soul that is not allowing me to be correctly led by the Holy Spirit. Oh Lord, remove them now. In the name of Jesus, every idol in my soul that is affecting my spiritual discernment, every idol in my soul that is not allowing me to discern the will of God for my life, part time, Holy Spirit, remove them. Oh Lord, remove them now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are going to pray. You need a strong faith. Access the power of God's presence. What is a strong faith? A strong faith is a faith that does not have sin and doubt in it. That is strong faith. A faith that is firmly rooted in the Word of God and does not have doubt and fear. That is a strong faith. That is the kind of faith that you can connect with the power in God's presence. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive grace to possess and demonstrate strong faith in the name of Jesus. Say, I receive grace to possess and demonstrate strong faith at all times. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, I receive grace to have strong faith, to demonstrate strong faith. I receive grace to pray with strong faith. I receive grace to fast with strong faith. I receive grace to do every spiritual exercise with strong faith. I receive grace to demonstrate strong faith at all times. In the name of Jesus, I receive grace to manifest faith that is void of fears and doubts. I receive grace to manifest faith that does not have fears and doubts. I receive that grace right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. God wants you to believe, even without seeing signs. But Christians in this generation, they are looking for signs before they will believe God. That is not faith. When you have to see signs before you believe, that is no longer faith. Yeah, because faith has to do with believing when you can't see anything. That is what faith is. Yeah, is what faith is. Jesus said, blessed are those who believe before seeing. But you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, teach me to have faith. Does not look for signs. Father, teach me to have faith that is not based on signs. Teach me to have faith even when I cannot see any sign. Even when I cannot feel any sign. Teach me to have faith. Teach me to have that kind of faith. Open your mouth and pray like that. And these are practical ways to connect with God's power. That is what I'm showing you here. Say, Father, teach me to have faith that is not based on signs. Teach me to have faith that does not look for signs. Teach me to have faith even when I cannot feel anything. Even when I cannot see anything. Teach me to trust you. Teach me to trust you beyond what my physical eyes can see or cannot see. Teach me to trust you beyond what I can feel or not feel. Beyond feelings, beyond emotions. Teach me to trust you beyond science. Beyond technology. Oh Lord, teach me to have faith that is not based on signs. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have faith. Amen. Amen. There is what we call unwavering faith. Yeah, it's in the Bible, unwavering faith. A faith that does not shake. That is unwavering faith. A faith that does not shake. Yeah, let's say you are trusting God for something. And then suddenly, somebody came with a news, a bad news, concerning that thing you are trusting God for. And then when you heard the news, your heart just went down. And then you begin to doubt. And should I still continue to trust God? Will this thing I'm trusting God for ever come to pass? Yeah, at that moment, your faith is now a wavering faith. Your faith is now wavering. So the kind of faith that produces results is a faith that does not waver. It's unwavering faith. It doesn't shake. Even when everyone is bringing bad news, even when the government is announcing bad news, even when your employer, the person that has employed you, is giving you bad news, unwavering faith does not speak. Even when the doctors give you their report, their own report, the medical report, unwavering faith will still not speak. That is the kind of faith that produces results. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, empower my faith to never shake. Strengthen my faith to stand firm on God's word and never shake. The Holy Spirit strengthen my feet to stand firm and not shake and not waver, irrespective of whatever happens, irrespective of whatever situation I find myself. Holy Spirit, strengthen my faith to stand strong and not shake and not waver. Begin to pray like that. We saw in the Bible that Peter walked on water by faith. But the moment his faith began to shake, he began to into the sea. Your faith must not sink. Otherwise, you're going to lose many battles. So, Holy Spirit, empower my faith to stand strong and not sink. So that I can walk in victory. Holy Spirit, empower my faith to stand strong, irrespective of whatever I see, irrespective of whatever happens, irrespective of whatever situation I find myself. Holy Spirit, empower my faith to never shake. To never waver. In the midst of storms, empower my faith to never shake, to never waver. In the midst of challenges, in the midst of scarcity, in the midst of lack, in the midst of sufferings, hardship, difficulties, Holy Spirit, empower my faith to never shake, to never waver. In the midst of sicknesses, weaknesses, Holy Spirit, empower my faith to never shake, to never waver. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The problem with some Christians is that they don't take responsibilities concerning things that is their duty. Yeah, things that is their responsibility to do. Yeah, there are things God will not do for you. You have to do it for yourself. Yeah, so but some Christians, they will just sit down and then they will say, let God help me. Only God will help me. May God help me. Help you to do what? Yeah, you have to be specific. Let God help you to do what? Is it those things that is in your own hands to do? God will not help you to do what is your responsibility to do. He will not. He will start helping you when you take responsibility. Yeah, there are some people that I have counseled. And then I told them, the first thing you need to do now is to break the relationship you are having with so-and-so, the ungodly and sinful relationship you're having with that person. You have to break it for God to help you. And then they will say, let God help me. God help you to break relationship? Is that not your own responsibility? Yeah. Some people, they will be saying, let God help me to deny myself. God will only help you when you start doing it. He will not come and, God will not come and become you to do it. So there are responsibilities you must take. And if you don't, you won't see God's help in your life. If you don't do it in 10 years' time, that means for 10 years you will not witness God's help in that area. So you must be a Christian that takes responsibilities. Some Christians, they will be shifting blame on others. What is your own fault? Accept that this is my fault. And correct yourself where you have gone wrong. But these Christians, they will be shifting the blame to someone else. What is their own fault? They are putting it on someone else and they want to succeed in life. How is that going to happen? So when you are wrong, take responsibility for that. Say, this is my fault. And then work on yourself and correct that. Yeah, don't shift the blame to someone else. Yeah, that is the kind of Christians God is looking for. Christians that take responsibilities. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me such a heart that takes responsibilities so that you can help me. Give me such a heart that does that. Take responsibilities. That takes responsibilities so that you can help me. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, give me a heart, or make me into a Christian, change me into a Christian that takes responsibilities. A Christian that does everything that I do in myself. Bring me into such a Christian in the name of Jesus. Bring me, Lord, to take responsibilities. Train me to discipline myself where necessary. Train me to correct myself where necessary. Train me, O Lord, to take responsibilities so that your grace can work in my life. Train me to take responsibilities. Create in me such heart that takes responsibilities. In the name of Jesus. Such heart is willing to amend things that is my duty to amend. Create in me such heart in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray. Say, every spirit of self-deception that is not allowing me to take responsibility, come out of my life now in the name of Jesus. It is self-deception. You are deceiving yourself when you know that this is what you should do, and then you are not doing it. You are asking God to come and help you to do what is in your power to do. That is self-deception. Say, every spirit of self-deception that don't want me to take responsibilities, come out of my life right now. In the name of Jesus, come out of my life right now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. In Matthew 16, verse 24. Jesus said, if anyone will come after me, let him deny himself. Jesus will not help you to deny yourself. You have to deny yourself. Yeah, Jesus will not help you to do what is in your power to do. Matthew 16, verse 24. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Verse 25, for whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. But Jesus will not help you deny yourself. You have to do it by yourself. Read that place again. You have to do it by yourself. So Jesus will not help you discipline yourself. You have to discipline yourself. So I don't know the kind of teachings Christians of this generation are listening to. I don't know why we think that Jesus will come and help us to do what we have to do by ourselves. Yeah. I don't know where we saw that in the Bible. So you're going to pray until you begin to deny yourself. A lot of things will not move forward in your life and destiny. A lot of things will not be right in your life. A lot of things will not be right in your calling until you begin to deny yourself. You must deny yourself to follow Jesus. If you can't deny yourself, forget about following Jesus. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, from this day forward, I shall deny myself, take up my cross, and follow Jesus. I'm going to say, from this day onward, I shall deny myself, take up my cross and follow Jesus. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, I shall not pamper myself. I shall not pity myself. I shall not serve myself. I shall deny myself. pick up my cross and follow Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. I shall not please myself. I shall deny myself. I shall not be a slave to myself. I shall deny myself. From this day onward, in the name of Jesus, I shall discipline myself. From this day onward, in the name of Jesus, continue to pray. As you are praying like that, grace is coming upon you to do that. Say, I shall deny myself. Pick up my cross and follow Jesus. From this day onward, I shall not be a slave to myself. I shall not be myself. I shall please Jesus. I shall not serve myself. I shall serve Jesus. I shall not pity myself. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, it says, take up your cross. What is your cross? Your cross is the reason why you were born. That is your cross. The purpose for your existence, that is your cross. So Jesus referred to his as cross, using himself as an example. Yeah, because he came to die on the cross. Yeah, that was his purpose. To die. To die. Yeah, so that was why I used the word cross. Yeah, so your cross is your purpose, the reason for your existence, which has nothing to do with pleasing yourself. So you can see that they are connected. Denying yourself and picking up your cross, they are connected. So your cross has nothing to do with pleasing yourself. Your purpose in life is not selfish. Your purpose is selfless. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, reveal to me the purpose for my existence. So that I will live every day of my life for that purpose. The Lord Jesus, reveal to me the purpose for my existence so that I will live every day of my life for that purpose. Begin to pray like that. feeling that Lord Jesus, reveal to me the purpose for my existence, the reason why I was born into this world, what I am here to do for God's kingdom. Lord Jesus, reveal them to me so that I can live each day of my life to fulfill that purpose. In the name of Jesus, reveal the purpose for my existence to me. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. Most miracles happen because of God's purpose for your life. Yeah, that is why some people, it was until they found God's purpose for their lives that until they found it and they began to do it, that the miracles they were expecting came to pass or manifested. Yeah, because God is not a failure. So if God created you for something and then you want to avoid that thing and want to be doing something else, according to God, whatever He does to you is a waste. Yeah, God created you for a purpose, and then you want to be busy with another thing, then God might have to stop blessing you. Yeah, because that would be a waste to God's kingdom. That would not profit God's kingdom. Because you are not going to do what the kingdom of God requires from you. Then why should the kingdom bless you when you would not even use the blessing for the purpose of God's kingdom? Yeah, so it is very important that you are walking in line with God's purpose for your life. If you really want to receive a lot of help and blessings and support from God, so you are going to pray. You need to say, Father, help me to understand the details of your purpose for my life, so that I will do everything that you want me to do with my life on head, so that I will do everything you want me to do with my life here on earth. Begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, give me full understanding of the cross you want me to carry. Jesus understood the cross he was here to carry. He understood that cross till he died on the cross, because he was carrying it even before he died. The Father, help me to understand the purpose of my existence in detail so that I will do everything you want from my life here on earth. So that I will do everything you require from my life, everything you demand from my life perfectly. Help me to understand your purpose for my life in detail. In the name of Jesus. Help me to understand your purpose for my life in detail. So that everything I do with each hour of my life will be according to that purpose. So that everything I do with each day of my life will be according to that purpose. Help me, Lord, to understand your purpose. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. We're going to pray three more prayers, three more prayer points before we round off the session. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Almighty God, move mightily in my life and situations to reveal the greatness of your glory and power. The Almighty God, move mightily in my life and situations to reveal the greatness of your glory and power. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Move mightily in my life and situations. Move mightily in my life and situations to reveal the greatness of your glory and power so that everyone can praise your name through my life. So that the world can praise your name through my life. Move mightily, O Lord, in my life and situations. Reveal the greatness of your glory and power. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. We have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. against the fire of the Holy Ghost. Deliver my spirit, soul, and body from every sea of darkness. Fire of the Holy Ghost, deliver my spirit, soul, and body from every captivity of darkness. In the name of Jesus, I begin to pray in God. Fire of the Holy Ghost, deliver my spirit, soul, and body from every captivity of darkness. In the name of Jesus. Fire of the Holy Ghost, enter into every realm of darkness that is holding my life captive. Deliver me. Fire of the Holy Ghost, enter into every realm of darkness, holding my spirit, soul, and body captive, and deliver me now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. All we have prayed. Amen. The last prayer point you're going to pray you're going to say in the name of Jesus. Into the realm of dominion in Christ Jesus. I'm going to say in the name of Jesus, I enter into the realm of dominion in Christ Jesus. Lose no battle anymore. I shall lose no battle anymore. Begin to pray like that. Oh, I shall never lose any battle from this day onward. I enter into the realm of victory that is in Christ. I enter into the realm of dominion that is in Christ Jesus. For persisting victory in the name of Jesus. I enter into the realm of dominion in Christ Jesus. For persistent victory, for continuous victory over darkness, for persistent victory over the enemy, for persistent victory over the powers of hell, I enter into the realm of dominion in Jesus. For persistent victory over sicknesses and diseases. For persistent victory over witchcraft and demons. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we thank you for who you are. Thank you for your grace and mercies. Thank you for your steadfast love. Thank you for your power that is here with us, even the power of your presence. Thank you for everything you have done during the course of these prayers. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for those things we did not even pray for that you have already released into our lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for the victories that we have already gotten. And thank you for more victories we are going to get very soon, very shortly. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you manifest your power in every life here. And let that power destroy all the works of the devil, oppressing and afflicting your people. Manifest your power in their lives. Destroy the works of devil. Destroy the works of darkness. Right now, in Jesus' name, I ask, O Lord, that you open a new chapter in the lives of your people. The next phase of their lives, let it open right now. In the name of Jesus. The next glorious chapter of their lives. The next glorious phase of their lives. Let it open before them and let them enter now in the name of Jesus. I ask, O Lord, that you move forward everyone here that the enemy have kept at one spot for a long time. Lord, move them forward now. In the name of Jesus. Every poison of darkness in your spirit, soul, and body, I command them to come out right now. In the name of Jesus. Every arrow of darkness in your spirit, soul, and body, I command them to come out right now. In the name of Jesus. Every peace of mind that you need, peace in your body, peace in your soul, peace in your spirit that you need, receive it now in the name of Jesus. Every miracle that you need this time, receive it now in the name of Jesus. Every opportunity and promotion that you need at this time, receive now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen.